Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Dave Drucker, I'm going to go to you next. Thank you for your patience. And how are you, Mr.
Spokesperson
for the Secretary of State's office? You're doing well, Dave?
I am, sir. I am. Thank you for asking. And you?
I'm doing real good. A lot of folks are asking about, let's just do some of the things that we can do very quickly. Real ID postponed until next October, right?
October of 2021. There's no rush to get in. If you have one of those birthdays that's down the road and you don't have to renew for some time, we'd recommend you stay away now on the short term until we can deal with some of the lines and some of the more pressing issues at this point.
That gives Dave another year to talk about it.
Right, right.
And by that time, and by October of next year, we'll still be going. So then what? How do I? The next question is vehicle emissions tests. Can you tell us what we should know about that?
Yes. The Illinois EPA is actually under the governor, but we are involved in the process in terms of if somebody has to do the EPA test, we're not allowed to renew their registration. The sticker that you put on the back plate of the automobile, John, EPA did open on the first, and they are testing, and so people can go in there. And I believe at most of these EPA sites that they do have a location there where you can get the sticker after you do the test. That's probably the easiest way to
but
go.
There's no delay in that then? Like they haven't postponed that? If I have a vehicle emissions test appointment, I need to keep that. I'm not getting any leeway.
That's my understanding. I don't mean to speak for them, but I think they're dealing with a backlog like we are, and I think they're trying to do their best to get people through the system.
I'll just finish this then. So, John, would you be so kind? I'd like you to ask that gentleman from the DMV how they plan to do emissions testing while practicing social distancing. Normally, the driver's asked to get out of the car. However, the passengers stay in the car. They are getting into your car, into your driver's seat, and that concerns me. Whatever that concern is, do you know much about that?
Not again. It's under the governor. The EPA is a separate agency from the Secretary of State. And we're involved in the sense, and I think people do associate us with that, John, because we are the hammer in the process that you can't renew that registration until you do the EPA test.
Oh,
or the enforcement vehicle,
wow.
Rather than the ability to policy to implement.
Well, then I think that answers Bob's question on line six. Hey, Bob, are you there?
Oh, yes. Hello, John. Yes, that was the question that I had, because I've even noticed some of the EPA testing areas are where they're doing the virus testing.
Oh, they're doing the virus testing at some of the EPA or driver's license facilities?
Facilities for people to come in to do the testing for the virus.
I think when they opened again, the EPA had been closed. For an extended period of time, like 10 weeks, like we were. And I think that they were using those facilities for the virus testing at the point the facilities were closed. But I'm pretty sure that they've all opened, I believe.
Just never heard any announcement on TV. They've always talked about the Secretary of State, but they've never brought up anything about the EPA testing areas.
Yeah, I get a lot of questions about that. Thank you for the call, and maybe we can get an answer on that, but that's not Dave Drucker's area of expertise. Although that's kind of messed up, Dave, because you would think if you're the enforcement agency, that is, I'm not going to get my new vehicle sticker, my driver's license or tabs renewed, until I get my EPA test, you're doing the work for a different agency then.
Well, in that sense, the analogy I was making there about being the hammer in the process, but they have some pretty heavy issues to deal with, in terms of the environment. There are two areas in the state that EPA is impacted in terms of those registrations, the Chicago and Chicago metropolitan area, and what they call the Metro East area around the suburbs of St. Louis on the Illinois side. So fiscally, the rest of the state really doesn't even do the EPA testing. It's just those two areas, although that is a lot of drivers.
Can you talk to me about the lines, Dave? I've heard from a lot of frustrated listeners about this.
Well, this was something, you know, that we knew was going to happen. And that was the reason, John, that Secretary White moved to extend the deadlines on the license plates and the driver's licenses until October 1st. We would strongly urge that people maybe monitor how busy they are, and they are busy now, right? No question about that, and maybe hold off for a little bit. Because they really have quite a bit of time before that expiration date.
Okay, yeah, but for the people whose kids are just turning 16, that's no consolation. They want to get their driver's license now.
Taken. And everything I'm hearing from the field is that a good chunk of the people coming in now are the young people, to do the testing.
And sometimes they're running into lines that are very, very long, Dave.
We just would strongly encourage people to be as patient as possible. And again, the people that aren't in immediate need of those services, if they could, for example, the registration, if you don't need the EPA test, the easiest thing in the world is to go to our website, cyberdriveillinois.com, and you can renew the registration there very simply. In the period of time, John, that the office was closed, we did close to 900,000 registrations online. So people are using that service, and it keeps them out of the facilities.
Wait a minute. You're saying I can renew the tabs on my online, right?
Right, right. The registration, that sticker that's on the back plate of the car. If you don't have to do the EPA test, which is most people, they do not, you can renew online. We strongly encourage you to go to cyberdriveillinois.com.
Now that you mention it, I don't normally handle this at my house. My wife does, and that's how we do it, and it does work pretty easily. It's nice to have it arrive in the mail. It's 10:43. 312-981-7200. The always affable Dave Drucker's on a phone line. We'll take a quick break. Some of you have got questions. Some of you have answers about that EPA situation. That's all coming up. Dave Drucker is the spokesperson for the Secretary of State's office. People always have questions about their driver's license, and then you had that real ID thing. And now, with COVID-19 shutting things down, I presume your offices were shut down a little bit, too, because of the unrest in the streets, Dave. Is that true?
We were originally intending to open the Chicago facilities, John, on June 1st, on Monday. And they made the decision to close those and wait the next day. So Tuesday, everything in the state opened. We also had a fire, and they're investigating it now, in the Chicago Heights facility, which is a very busy one now, that occurred Sunday night. And that had an impact, too. Everything going on, there's really no precedent or playbook to follow. This is the pandemic and then the rioting. It's not good.
The brick-and-mortar, though, locations, Dave, how long were they closed then? Like, when did they close down?
The last day we had been open was March 16th. So the 17th was the first day of the closure.
So two and a half months you're closed, and then the day you're going to open, we're rioting in the streets.
Right.
All right, Dave, hold on. We got more questions for our listeners. Let's do the best we can to help them out. I know you don't have every answer to every question. Joyce wanted to just comment on the EPA, which isn't Dave's area, but this might help. Hi, Joyce, you're on the air.
Hi, John. How are you doing?
Good. Thanks for joining us. What's on your mind?
I just wanted to tell you, I went and got my car tested on Tuesday in Crystal Lake, and it was awesome. The man did not get inside my car. I did have to get out. You don't go in the little booth. They've got an area with an X on it where you go stand. And what he did is he took a cord, and it went underneath my dashboard, and he put one gloved hand on the runner in getting into the car, but that was it. But he never physically got inside it at all. He was gloved. He was masked. It was great.
How long did it take?
Well, the test itself took probably 4 minutes, but there was 50 cars ahead of me. They had somebody there directing traffic. So it was probably a half an hour from when I got in line to when I got through.
See, that line, you get discouraged, but if it's only a half an hour, I think I've got that, so hang in there, huh? Yeah, that's really helpful. That's good. That's a good experience, Joyce. I'm glad you called.
Okay, thanks, John.
You know what happens? People. Have
I'm glad to hear she had a good experience.
Right.
I think it's a good agency. They do important work.
Carol, you're on WGN. Join us. What did you want to say?
Hi, I was just going to tell you the same thing. I went to the one in Addison on Monday, actually, and the line was around the corner and around another corner, and I got through in 45 minutes.
45.
And it was fun. Yeah.
You're not the first person to say that. Carol, thanks for the call from you, too. Art had a question. I think this is more in Dave Drucker's wheelhouse. Art, you're on the air. How can we help you?
Hey, John. Hey, Dave. Hey, why are you closing down the Orland facility?
Orland, why is that closing down?
We actually, good question. It's something, a facility that existed there. It was an express facility at the Village Hall in Orland Park, and it actually had been there since 1993. We thought it was doing a very good job serving the constituents in Orland and the southwest suburbs there, and really the new mayor there was very discouraging and in terms of really not wanting us there. So they really asked us to leave. We thought it was a good intergovernmental arrangement that was actually set up well before Jesse White became Secretary of State, and we were disappointed to have to leave the facility. We're looking for another location in the area, somewhere there.
Take it up with your village manager, your village hall, or your mayor there, Art. We'll go from you to Jeff. You're on WGN with Dave Drucker from the Secretary of State's office. Hey, Jeff, how can we help you?
Well, two parts here. I picked up a new car, newish car, and is it the time now to come in for personalized plates, new title, and sticker registration, or should I wait?
I would suggest if you're able to work through the car dealership, where you bought the car.
Well, that was out of state.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I would suggest coming in then. Yeah, you might want to, again, wait a little bit. Hopefully the lines are going to decrease. But the vehicle transactions are one of the priority items.
Oh, really?
That's
a priority item.
Yes.
So if
the priority items, John, for your listeners, would be people whose licenses and IDs have expired, people who need an action for a vehicle, a vehicle sticker, a title, plates, that sort of thing. That would be a second category. And then the third category of priority would be the new drivers, which are the vast majority of people would be young people that are finishing driver's education.
Well, that sounds like just about everybody, Dave.
One more question. Right before everything closed, I wound up with my driver's license was expiring, so I got the new one for the plot for flying. I happened to use a bad birth certificate and got when I was first born, got a bad last name on there. I meant to bring my passport to show the corrected name. Can I now go back with the passport and show them? Is now the time to go with?
Well, that's a good question, sir. Maybe I can get your information off to the side, and I'm going to have to research it. What they would accept?
Stay right there, Jeff.
In terms of,
we'll ask Elif to get.
I'd be glad to look into it.
Yeah, that's Jeff Elif on line four. Let's let Dave help him off the air with those details, and I think we're going to Katie next. Hey, Katie, how can we help you? You're on the air.
Well, I just have a question about the online renewal. When we do an online renewal, the cost of the license plates went up $50, and now you're charging us an additional estimated $3.40 just to renew it online. What is the purpose of that?
The fee increase was done by the legislature, so we have no control, in terms of that aspect. In terms of that fee, that's a credit card fee that one would pay online, or if you used a credit card at the facility, they would charge you. The difference is if a store does it, they increase the price, the cost of the product, and you don't see that fee that the credit card is charging. We, by law, can't change and increase the fee or decrease the fee that we charge you with. So you're seeing the two separate categories.
And I'm
the
sorry.
The law says $151 for the sticker, and then the difference being the credit card. We have talked with the credit card companies and tried to negotiate something, but haven't had any luck at this point.
So I'm sorry, guys, but so
just
it's,
more money out of my pocket.
it's like a nickel and a dime, and it does add up. But are you saying that the credit card surcharge is the $3.40 or the extra $50?
Oh no, the 50 is what the legislature.
Yeah,
right.
So that's just revenue for the
plate.
State.
Yeah, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to confuse anybody on that.
No. But the interesting thing is, it says an estimated $3.40. So I'm curious, is there going to be a charge higher than that?
Right. That's weird. That's like
I'm not aware of it. I'm not aware of it. The state treasurer is the agency, and I think they do a good job, that negotiates for the state agencies with the credit card companies. So
That's just a funny piece of language. I mean, this is money. It's dollars and cents. It's numbers. How much does it cost? An estimated what you don't know? You're going to take as much as you can get? What's the estimated? $3.40. That's the credit card. Okay. Good luck to you. Thanks for the call, Katie. Where do we go next, Ms. Garris? We go to line three, and that is Marcia. How can we help you? You're on WGN.
Good morning. I have a question. On April 13th, we renewed our license plates over the Internet. We have not yet been charged, and we have not yet received that sticker. How far behind are you in processing these?
I think in the period of time the office was closed, so certainly that there is some impact in terms of getting those plates out. But I do know that they have sent out thousands of plates. So, again, I would just ask you maybe to be a little patient, and they should be arriving.
The question is, this is just like the Illinois Department of Employment Security, too, Dave. It's like, did I do something wrong, or is it just backed up? So she's sitting there thinking, April 13th, come on, this is the first week of June, so is it really on the plate? Are you guys getting this done, or does she need to go back and do it all over again? What is that time?
Well, again, I would think that things, to the extent, you know, we've been open for 3 days now. So a lot of it is people getting back to work and getting things out, kind of a short period of time. You'd like to put her off to the side, and I can get the details. Maybe I can see if I can find out what the status of it is.
Well, that's nice of you, Dave. I'll let you do that, but I'm not going to do that for everybody because that's not why we asked you to come here. So stay right there, Marcia, and we'll let Dave do you that favor. But let's do everybody this, Dave. So for the time that you guys were shut down since the middle of March, you people that were online renewing, you weren't processing those? Those are just sitting in somebody's queue on a computer?
No, they were done. That was my point, John.
Okay,
we've done 895,000, almost 900,000 vehicle stickers in that period of time when the office was physically closed. I don't know how many plates that were mailed out to people. There were a lot of people functioning and working in the office when the facilities themselves were closed.
They were. So you had people that were in the office, but customers, citizens could not come in.
Right. That's correct.
It's 10:56. You know what? We're out of time. I'll let you do the favor to those two listeners off the air, Dave. Any last 30 seconds left? Any last words of wisdom from you, sir, for our listeners?
I would just encourage people maybe to hold off a little bit, wait and see, and hopefully the lines will be a little shorter, and then come into the facilities. I think particularly the young people are very aggressively coming out. Hopefully we can knock those out in a fairly quick time and then move on.
Good luck to you all, Dave. Thanks for joining us as
always.
Thank you, sir. You're always patient and you're always helpful, and you put up with me, and I appreciate that.